Xbox.
Thought about this of hippity hoppitying off to a different land and thinking of that as like, you know, always seemed like a really good thing. But now that we really do seem to be in a different land, I don't know if we need a different land from that different land. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our book pick segment for this Tuesday morning. And every Tuesday on this program, we welcome a wonderful group, usually two representatives from bookstores in our region, from two different stores, to tell us about the incredible books that they have found on their store shelves and would like to share with us. And this morning is no exception to that. We welcome two dear friends to the program. Robin Glossner is from Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Really nice to have you on the show. And Carol Weisner from Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. We were just talking about a Merritt event coming up, and we'll talk about that and more in just a little bit. But good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Excellent. Robin, where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm going to begin with one of my favorite books that I've read in the past year, at least, I would say. Just came out last week. It's called The Correspondent, and it's an epistolary novel,
yes,
which I always love.
Well, you can tell the booksellers, can't you? Epistolary.
Yeah. There's a woman who is a retired attorney. Her name is Sybil Van Antwerp. She lives near Baltimore, and she's divorced. She is a mother, and she interacts with the world almost completely through her letters. And in the course of the novel, her world opens up. You get both her letters out and some of the letters and emails back, but she's talking to university presidents. She's talking to her best friend, who is her former sister-in-law. She's talking to customer service agents and university presidents. And we do get some backstory on her by old letters. And when we meet her, as I said, her life is, she's starting to feel a bit like a recluse, but through these letters and through her interactions in her community, her life starts to open up, and she becomes a character who you are really sad to leave.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Mm.
Good stuff. It is The Correspondent by Virginia Evans.
Yes, and it's a debut novel.
Wonderful.
It's one of those ones I opened up and like, what else has she written? And she hadn't written anything else.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Too.
More to come then, I
yes,
hope.
I hope so too.
The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. All right, Kara.
All right, let's start with our duo. So obviously you just talked to Susanna Cahalan with The Acid Queen. So we don't need to go on about any more of that. But it's fascinating to see a woman who maybe we've seen pictures of her, her name, or heard so many names around her, but to really feel her being brought to life. And in a similar way, Crush, which is a novel by Ada Calhoun, who's going to be in conversation with Susanna, is also a novel about a woman who is kind of re-brought to life. It's someone who's been in a marriage, has a child, and, you know, there's like tension and different ways of thinking, but people are playing their roles and going down the path that they imagined they were going down. And then it gets shaken up a little bit, and she finds just a whole new self and a way to bring forth into the world who she feels like she is now. And it's matched by some other wonderful, intense emotion. And, you know, everything has like a little element of memoir, a little element of novel. So you can tell that this book was probably inspired by a really great love, which is who the book is dedicated to and is very exciting. So we're really...
Ada Calhoun is the author of Crush, a novel, and will be in conversation with Susanna Cahalan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. All right. Robin.
Back to me.
Yes.
Well, another one of the books I read late last year that just came out is Heartwood by Amity Gage. We just had an event with her. But this is a suspenseful novel. It's an adventure novel. It's kind of a thriller. It's kind of a mystery. And it is centered on three women. One of them is hiking the Appalachian Trail, and she becomes lost somewhere in the deep Maine woods. Then there is Lieutenant Bev. She is a Maine game warden. She's really thinking a lot about her life. Is this really what she wants to be doing? But she's going to lead the search effort for our Valerie, the nurse, who was hiking the Appalachian Trail and got lost. And then Lena, who is a 70-something lady in a Connecticut assisted living facility, who is following the story and some elements of it and some elements of people she's corresponding with up in Maine start to come together. So the mystery is ultimately solved, but everybody is changed and goes on to sort of a new phase of their life. It's a page-turner. It's an adventure story featuring women. It's a bit of a thriller, and it's well worth picking up.
Amity Gage is the author of Heartwood, which is terrific. Very fun. Well, anyway, it's fun, but it's a good novel.
Yeah, it's a good novel. Yeah. It's a good read.
Very good read.
Keeps you turning the pages.
All right, Kira.
Well, and now for something completely different.
Okay, that's all right.
I want to talk about this memoir called Sad Tiger by Neige Sino. It was called Triste Tigre in French, which it was originally written, and it is translated by the amazing Natasha Lehrer. This is, I think, a bear witness book. So it's a book about incest. She was abused by her stepfather for about 7 years. And if you can pick the book up, if it's not, I feel like, a personal trigger, even if it's hard, I feel like this is a book to pick up, to read, to just, again, bear witness to her story. It's beautifully written, beautifully translated. To understand sometimes how these things happen and how they happen in our world, where they're happening in our world and are not very visible if you don't know what to look for. And even sometimes if you do know what to look for, it's not very visible. But we know things like this happen all over the world in every class and every state. And it has won numerous prizes. When you're in it, it's really, you're kind of suspended in this story and this tale. And it was very powerful. And I, you know, obviously you can't quite say enjoyed, but I was really taken in and taken with this story. And I feel like it's an important one.
Sad Tiger is the name of the book. Do you have another memoir, I believe?
I do have another memoir. So I'm actually listening to this right now. It's the Keith McNally memoir. It's called I Regret Almost Everything. He had some medical issues, and he has some issues with his voice. So this memoir is actually read. I'm listening to it by Richard Grant, Richard E. Grant, the actor, who is also a man who's had some tragedy in his life. He lost his wife a few years ago and has been very vocal about how devastating that was. Mm-hmm. And so the gravitas, I think, that he brings to this story, which is kind of a romp through, you know, New York in some ways, but also a really, you know, difficult childhood, difficult relationships throughout his life. And the title, I Regret Almost Everything, like, it is filled with all these mistakes that he feels like he's making. And yet in the middle of those mistakes, he was a film director and, you know, made, you know, at least one movie that I know is really great, and some others that definitely have a lot going on, and also restaurants that I feel like I've been lucky to spend, you know, time in with my families and have marked different, like, occasions, but also just kind of, you know, grab a coffee things. And so it's really bringing New York in the late 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s to life in through his eyes as a, you know, restaurateur, which is he even makes fun of the word. And so it's definitely, you know, I guess we know it happens to some degree because he starts, you know, with the end, but it's powerful.
I Regret Almost Everything, a memoir by Keith McNally. Robin.
Well, Joe, as you know, I'm the events coordinator at the Odyssey Bookshop, so yes. I can't help talking about some events. There's a book that came out last week called The Lilac People by Milo Todd. And our first event in May will be with Milo Todd with his historical. This is a historical novel about a group of queer and trans people in pre-war Berlin, where they're having a great life until Hitler comes to power. And then, yeah, and then
surprise,
yeah, that things go south, later they survive it, or some of them survive, but encounter danger from the Allies as well after the war is over. And this is a little-known part of the history of World War II and of queer and trans people. I'm very much looking forward to welcoming Milo Todd to The Odyssey. He will be in conversation with Andrea Lawler. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about this fascinating bit of history.
The Wylock People by Milo Todd, coming up, published by Counterpoint. Excellent. All right.
All right, let's go to one more memoir. Actually, two, but one.
Okay, you can do them together.
I had the fun, amazing experience of hanging out with Zarna Garg last week.
All right.
She has branded herself as the Indian auntie, and in the last 6 years has really become a comedian. She's written screenplays. She is developing television shows. She has a family podcast, and she, I guess, keeps getting asked, like, how did you do it? And so she wrote this book. And again, this is one actually I read and I listened to. Like, Libro FM is a great way to listen to books that that supports independent bookstores. And she plays clips of her comedy act in here as opposed to transcribing them, which she does. So it's really nice to hear her voice read it. She had a pretty traumatic childhood, a mom who died when she was 14, a father who wanted her to get married right away. And she managed to live basically for 2 years in Mumbai, going to different friends' houses, every night, the pressure of where are you going to sleep, where are you going to stay. And she developed a real, I think, inner core strength. Really family connected, really into the idea of family and working together and being together. And, you know, she makes fun of people a lot in this book, but it's a very fun, funny, kind of truthful memoir. She's fun to hang out with. And, you know, you wouldn't get it. The cover is, you know, all kind of sort of big and bold and things like that. And it's very deep and she is inspiring. So,
Zarna Garg is the author of the name of the book, This American Woman, a One in a Billion Memoir. All right. Want to do one more?
Yeah, let me do. Actually, Robin was saying that she started listening to this on the way here. It's called The Road to Tender Hearts. It's by Annie Hartnett. She wrote Rabbit Cake and
yes.
Unlikely Animals. They're always animals. And she draws animals. Actually, she did this thing a few years ago where she was drawing animals from people's dreams, and I had this crazy dream about these fox and these bears, and she sent me this great drawing of the fox and the bears. It was pretty strange, but the book is lovely. It's a road trip book, which I think for this time of year is also really fun. It kind of sort of feels
yes.
A little bit summery, and she's brought together this cast of characters who are all in complicated places. A man and a daughter who are trying to repair the relationship, two siblings who are suddenly without parents. There's a psychic cat floating around there, and they just kind of travel and experience things, and just through Annie's generous, lovely eyes as both an observer of the outside. Ooh, whoosh.
Okay.
And the people in the car and the people they encounter. And I love the way she writes. And this is just a great one.
It is called Annie Hartnett is the author of The Road to Tender Hearts. We just had her on last week. She was really terrific. I did Unlikely. What was it?
Unlikely Animals.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Robin.
Well, another debut novel that's getting a lot of attention. It's going to be our first editions club for May, and it's actually out, I think, today, is called The Original Daughter by Jemima Wei. Jemima Wei was just named by the National Book Foundation as one of their 30 under 35 or something like that. I'm sorry if I can't remember. It's about this young girl who lives with her family in a small apartment in Singapore in the late 20th century. It's her mother, her father, and her grandmother. And all of a sudden, they find out that the grandmother, everybody thinks the grandfather is dead, but oh no, now he's dead. But he fathered a second family distance away, and they inherit that daughter. And so the two daughters are raised pretty much as sisters in an atmosphere of really intense academic and social competition, because the only way out of their situation is through academic achievement. There's, you know, family drama, competitiveness, a really profound rift in the family, and ultimately this is an exploration of family life and the cost of success, the intricacies of relationships, and it's an absorbing debut. So that is The Original Daughter.
The Original Daughter, it is out from Doubleday today, so very exciting, and a first edition club pick. All right.
All right, picking up on the theme of sisters. So I'm holding this new fun McNally edition. It's called The Dazzling Paget Sisters, The English Twins Who Captivated Literary Europe. And so I think this idea of exploring sisters and family is always fascinating. And I have a sister. Like, it's always just interesting to read about things. And this is actually based on all of their letters. So while it has some pieces of their letters, and it's actually the daughter who's written this memoir of her mother and her aunt. And it's just, you know, it's England a long time ago. You know, recognize so many names. George Orwell's in there. Like, everybody's kind of, and they were very smart and very interested in talking about ideas. And so throughout this book, you kind of get their perspective while they talk to each other about the, you know, things that are like famous people that we've, you know, heard of, and famous moments in history and stuff like that. And it's just really solid and not too long. Like, it's just kind of like the perfect, you know, they look a little bit like the Mitford sisters. Like, you're kind of in that London era. Feels fun.
Very cool. The book has already been named. The naming has already taken place. The Dazzling Paget Sisters, Identical Twins at the Heart of the 20th Century. All right, Robin.
This is kind of a personal one to me, and I'm still working my way through it, but it is Suleika Jaoud's book, The Book of Alchemy. I have a often lapsing journalism practice. I start every year saying I'm going to write every day, and every year I fail. And it's partly because I think my life is so boring, and there's what do you say? This book, Suleika Jaoud, if you don't know her, she wrote a book called Between Two Kingdoms, which is a disease memoir of her fight with cancer. She's also married to Jean-Baptiste, the musician, and there's a fabulous documentary about them called American Symphony. So this grew out of a pandemic project to do something for 100 days, and she reached out to 100 authors and asked them for short essays and prompts, writing prompts. So I've been doing this for a couple of weeks now. I have to say, it's never boring. The prompt always tends to bring forth something that is going on in my life. And if you, like me, want to write in a pretty notebook and sit down every day and think about things, I would suggest that you get a hold of this book, because it is tremendous. It's not a craft book. It is a book full of prompts and thoughts about being human, being alive, and all those good things that we wrestle with.
The name of the book is The Book of Alchemy, A Creative Practice for an Inspired Life. Very cool. All right.
Yeah. All right. So I have a book that we have in our Tennish and Up section. It's called Return to Sender by Vera Brosgol.
Your what section?
Tennish and Up.
Tennish and Up.
Yeah. We have first chapter books, 8-ish and up, 10-ish and up, 12-ish and up.
Okay.
And then 14 and up. So 14 and up is like anything goes. But there's a difference, I think, between those other three. So.
Got it.
We, to the delight of my staff, we separate them out. And so this is a book about a boy whose father has died, and the mom has taken a job at a new school and enrolled him in a new school. And so, like, there's a lot of upheaval and a lot of change. They've inherited this apartment. But there's something in the apartment that happens to be a little bit magical, and that serves as a real catalyst for him to explore his thoughts about his father's death and what he was going to do. They spend a lot of time cooking together. Who's in charge of the family? The mom had been a little bit depressed when the father died, and Oliver was really in charge of taking care of her. And so there's a lot about death and responsibility. And then, of course, the adults still make the decision. So even though sometimes kids are left to pick up the pieces, they're not in charge of anything. And it explores all of that, but then in this kind of sort of magical way with some fun extra characters in there as things go. And so this would be a nice book to send someone to camp with, I feel like. It's like a good, like, go-to-camp book.
It's a beautiful...
edition, right? Yeah, it has these sprayed yellow edges that pick up on the yellow, the cover's embossed.
And nice and green.
Yeah, it's
and,
really pretty.
Very cool. Vera Brosgel.
Yeah, she writes some graphic novels. She's a great writer.
Very cool. And it is called Return to Sender.
Yeah.
That is really neat. Very pretty book. Okay. Events. Things coming up you want to talk about?
Oh, sure. We've got a lot coming up. This June is going to be insane.
June is going to be insane.
How many people here remember Crazy Eddie,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
On June 4th, we have... we have Jemima Way coming on May 21st. I think I said that.
Yep.
On June 4th, we have Richard Russo talking about his new book of essays.
Life and Art.
And now I'm going to have to go into my thinking cap and think about the others that are coming. We do have, I was just...
That's right. I got it right here.
You got it?
I got it right here. I got it right here. So you mentioned our friend Richard. Rick Russo is going to be at your store on the 4th. And then you have Betsy Small.
That's a... That's a memoir, essentially, or a book about her time in Sierra Leone. It's called Begin, Begin. And she had a lot of interesting experiences. And her conversation partner is going to be somebody who was also in the Peace Corps with her. Wow. So we're very much looking forward to that event. And Sarah Yam wrote a book called... Unspeakable Acts of Wild Creation, or Unbreakable Acts of Wild Creation. Help me.
There you go.
Yeah. And
Unfinished Acts of Wild creation.
I can see the book cover.
The sequel. I can see the sequels.
Jennifer Rosner.
Rosner is going to be her conversation partner, which I'm pretty excited about. It's a book about being a disabled author, but it is a novel. Rob Franklin is coming, and this is, again, a debut novel. There's so many good debuts this year. He wrote a book called Great Black Hope, which is about a young black man in New York City who is, again, this is a First Editions Club, who goes to a party out in the Hamptons and gets arrested for cocaine possession. And he is college educated and of a completely different social class than you might associate with that. And he's recently lost his best friend to what he thinks might be murder, but also might not be, and how he deals with that over that long summer and winter as he goes through forced rehabilitation and interacts with the court system. It's a very engaging book.
Rob Franklin on the 18th of June. There are many other events.
Let me tell you just one more.
Okay.
One more.
All right.
If I have time. Jessica Berger Gross wrote a book called Hazel Says No. And I'm going to be your conversation partner. I love
this
book.
Another debut novel.
They're all over the place. They're popping up like flies. But this one is about a family that moves up to Maine with an academic career. And the daughter is groomed and then propositioned by the principal of her high school. And she says no. And what goes on from there? It's a really fine debut and an excellent and thought-provoking read.
Excellent. All right, Kira.
All right. Well, we have Ada and Susanna coming on Wednesday tomorrow. We're going to host them at the library, and we're really excited about that. And then we have the Farmers Market starts for us on Saturdays in Millbrook. And so we always bring authors to there. We have Isa Trapani coming. We have a book by a woman named Elizabeth, and her last name's escaping me, but she wrote a book about girl who is a go-kart
driver
driver and things like that. And then we have Jane Rosen coming in the middle of the summer to us at the Farmers Market, and you can see all of that is on our website.
Very cool. All of this happening, and you can go to meritbooks.com to see the events happening there. You can go to odysseybks.com.
Yes, sir.
odysseybks.com for more information on what's happening at Odyssey Bookshop. Kara Wisner and Robin Glossner, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can see our whole list by going to WAMC.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.